Well, hello. This is Brother Jeff with a daily inspiration for you today. God bless you for calling, and I pray that the Lord would fill you with His righteousness, His peace, and His joy from the Holy Ghost. Well, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. I want to speak to you a little more on the subject of crucifying your flesh, dying to self. It says here, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of the time in the flesh of the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give an account of him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." Well, it says here in the very beginning of this little passage I read that we are to think of Christ and His suffering. Reflect back on Christ and the cross and His suffering, where he that knew no sin became sin, that he that had done nothing wrong took the blame for everybody that had. He drank the cup that in it was the sin of the world. He chose to willfully receive what God had come. You see, the cross or crucifying the flesh is always going to be a choice. It's not a happenstance. It's not a mistake. It's not a happening. You choose. You choose. You choose this suffering path. You choose this cross. It's a struggle. Don't feel bad if you find yourself struggling with crucifying the flesh. Don't feel bad if you feel like you can't do it. It seems like you're failing God. Remember Christ. He too struggled. And he said, "No, not this cup." And then he said, "Nevertheless, not my will but thine." And he manned up and he did it. And you and I have to man up. And we've got to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And we've got to learn how to suffer for His name's sake. He suffered in the flesh, it says. So then he says, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. So get an attitude, get a preparedness to suffer as Christ. It says that he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. So the only way you and I are going to ever get to perfection and the holiness and the righteousness is denying ourselves, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for your flesh. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections." It says that the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, and it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. You and I have to choose to put the flesh off. He tells you, if your right eye offends you, pluck it out. Your right hand is causing you to sin, it offends you. Cut it off. Cast it from you. Better to go to heaven blind or maimed than to go to hell seeing and all your members working by. Come on now, we've got to learn as men, as women, as Christians, to deny ourselves. We eat too much, we spend too much, we live too high. Most people don't know anything about crucifying the flesh. The Bible says if you be a man given to appetite, put a knife to your throat. Consider it. Let's remember, we must crucify our flesh. Arm yourselves to suffer. Once you start learning how to afflict yourselves and suffer, and put on Christ and spend that time in prayer, giving your bread to the hungry and serving others and blessing others, that's when you'll get victory over sin. And that's the real key, learning how to deal with these little things. If you're addicted to something, put it on the altar, sacrifice it to God, and deny yourself that privilege. It's good for you to do so sometimes, to break that flesh. You know, if you'll spend a day or two fasting, it'll really put food in perspective. We eat and we eat and we consume. We eat seconds and thirds and fourths. God, help us. Take a few days off from your eating. And when you eat the next time, food will have a right perspective. Think of all over Africa and the world, people are starving to death. And we're throwing it away. I saw a restaurant the other day, and they had so much food they were throwing in dumpsters. Oh my. Will we give an account for this? The Bible says, arm yourselves. Likewise, to suffer in the flesh. Deny yourself some privileges and some little dainties, that you might learn the fear of God and the way of God. Just push a reset button in your life so that you might know what God has for you. Crucify your flesh. The more you pet your flesh and pamper your flesh and comfort your flesh, the more your flesh prevails and says, gimme, gimme, gimme. But once you start nailing that flesh to the cross and denying yourself those fleshly appetites and impediments, then you begin to see clearly and you're able to walk with God and stop your besetting and your constant sinning and go and live a victorious life. Remember, Galatians 5, there where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, I think it's in verse 24, he goes on to say, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Even some of our natural relationships can, you know, it's a good thing, though sometimes it gets in the way of the very best thing. Sometimes your natural relationships get in the way, and Jesus said, if you better hate father and mother and even brother, sister, and even your own life, or you cannot be my disciple. You have to be able to break the ties of this earth if you're going to be fit for glory. Well, there's more to read about this, but that's all the time we have. So may God help us all to see clearly and to nail our flesh to the cross, crucify our desires, so that we might stop our sinning and live a life full of fruit for God. Bless you. 099 will open the voicemail if you'd like to leave us a message. Thank you for your attention.